Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. All of Ephesians chapter 1. Lord, thank you for your church. Thank you for the privilege of being a part of the body of Christ. Thank you for the privilege of being your hands and feet in the world. Thank you for the privilege of being your children and a part of your precious and blessed family. Oh, Father, thank you, Father, for the privilege of knowing that we've been called out of the world and into new relationship with you and to one another. Lord, set us on fire afresh of your Holy Spirit. Help us to know, Lord, that as we go forth as ambassadors in the world representing you, Lord, that we desire to be used mightily of you on a daily basis. Fill us afresh with your spirit, your joy, and your peace, and help us to always live so that we have ears to hear what you say to us by your word and your spirit, and empower us to be the faithful hearers and doers of your word you've called us to be. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this broadcast. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word and for the message of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much that the fullness of power, the fullness of authority, that the culmination of Jesus's ministry was to love one another as you have loved us. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that the fullness of his resurrection life was for us to go and feed your sheep. So Heavenly Father, just ask that that would happen now, that we would love our neighbors and that we'd give everybody a piece of your word through your Holy Spirit to nourish them and encourage them. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Today is sort of broadcast history. Praise the Lord. We have had the privilege of having Sister Sandy McGuire over a period of years on the broadcast. But today we actually have her in studio along with her husband, Jarrett Ellis. And so Jarrett and Sandy Ellis, welcome to the Hour of Intercession.
Thank you, Pastor Joseph.
Thank you, Pastor Joseph.
We're honored to be here.
Honored to have you all here. And again, grateful to have you here for the first time in studio. And so we're grateful to have you here. I'm going to ask if the two of you would take time to further introduce yourselves and to introduce the ministry and also to tell them briefly also about your book, Sandy, as well. So if you all would just go right ahead.
Amen. Well, again, we're just so thankful to be here. It is a historic moment, a joyous moment to be with you in person. Having had the opportunity to speak with you several times and interview on this wonderful broadcast several times, mm-hmm. To be here in this beautiful area, to be in the AFA studios, what a godly legacy and institution it continues to be. So just very thankful to be here. We are Jarrett and Sandy Ellis. Here comes Joy Ministries. Mm-hmm. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we find that when we are in alignment with God, when our hearts align with His and the Holy Spirit flows, then He's able to bring in the fulfillment of the promise that Jesus spoke in John 10:10, the Gospel of St. John 10:10, that the Lord has come to bring life and bring life abundantly. Mm-hmm. And when that abundant life flows, then joy is the result. So here comes Joy as a deliverance and healing and discipling ministry that is designed to release and empower John 10:10 living. We travel as itinerant ministers, mm-hmm. ministering the gospel. It is our charge to be gospel carriers, not hearers only, but doers of the word, not preachers only, but ministers of the gospel. The gospel that Jesus proclaimed in Luke 4:18 to heal the sick, set at liberty those who are oppressed, to bring freedom to those who are captives, to preach the good news, declare the acceptable year of the Lord, and very importantly, to heal the brokenhearted. That's a ministry that is often overlooked, that Jesus specifically spoke to. A person's spirit may bear them up during a time of infirmity, but a broken heart none can withstand. Jesus comes to heal the heart. And so we go where the Lord tells us to go. We do what he says do, mm-hmm. to carry on that ministry.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And our ministry, again, is called Here Comes Joy. It can be found at herecomesjoy.com. And yes, Pastor Joseph, I recently released a book, and mm-hmm. the book is named Here Comes Joy. Mm-hmm. It happens to be a teaching memoir, mm-hmm. and it's my life story of growing up in trauma, abuse, and very, very difficult situation, and how God took that a life that was devastated and turned everything around by his word. Mm-hmm. It's a story of miracles. It's a story of just incredible, it's an incredible journey. I was almost kidnapped as a child, and a pastor actually came and saved me and mm-hmm. protected me from kidnapping. And there's just all kinds of different tributaries and stories that mm-hmm. the readers can enjoy. So it's found on herecomesjoy.com as well as amazon.com.
Okay, okay. And tell our listeners, too, though, it's gotten great reception in the little time that it's been out, right?
It sure has, yes. I released it at the end of August, mm-hmm. and the first 4 weeks, Amazon considers a book a new release. Mm-hmm. It climbed to the top, number one in its category, and it remained number one for the entire 30 days. It was Amazon's hot new release. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud to say that a prophetic word from many years ago is fulfilled, that mm-hmm. that book became a bestseller. Mm-hmm. And it's only been released 2 months, so glory be to God for that.
Praise God. Tell our listeners if they'd like to get a copy, how they can do that.
Certainly. They can go to, you can go to Amazon and get a copy. And you can also go to herecomesjoy.com and get a copy as well.
Okay. All righty. Well, as we begin this broadcast, I'm going to ask if each of you, would you pray for our listeners to begin with, that they would have ears to hear what the Lord wants to share to them, share with them during our time today?
Yes. Lord, we invite you onto this broadcast. We thank you for every listener this day, those even who are listening in post. And Lord, we apply the blood of Jesus over us.
Yes.
We pray that every distraction would be stilled. We ask that you would open up our spiritual set of eyes today.
Yes.
Lord, open up our spiritual set of ears. And we pray all blockages would be removed. Holy Spirit, come.
Thank you.
We invite you. Jesus, come, we invite you. You are the bread of life. So enter into this broadcast. You know exactly what we need to hear today, oh God. And you have come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we pray today your Holy Spirit would be loosed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes.
Thank you today that this broadcast is one of liberty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today, oh God, that you are here in the studio. And we glorify you. Thank you that you said that where the brethren dwell in unity, there I command the blessing. Thank you that the blessing is on this broadcast. Thank you that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus this day. And Lord, we are also under an open heaven. We give you glory, King of kings and Lord of lords today. Hallelujah. Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God.
Thank you, Lord.
Your word is life, Lord. We ask for an infilling, an implantation, an impartation of your word and faithfulness, Lord God, to speak your word into this earth realm, that your word may be released to accomplish that which you send it to accomplish, that our lives may be transformed, that we may be brought into conformity into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that we establish the kingdom of God on earth in accordance with your will, your heart, Father.
Thank you.
From your throne in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Well, again, we're grateful to have you all in studio today. And of course, you all are going to be with us again tomorrow. And you all ministered wonderfully at service last night. You'll be ministering again this evening, and so we're grateful for that. And then you have a book signing on Saturday, and then you'll be ministering at a local church as well. So we're grateful to have you. So if you all decide just to move to Mississippi, we want to invite you to come to Tupelo.
Amen.
And be grateful to have you here then. So, but want to invite you this time, what's on your heart today to minister? What has the Lord put on your heart that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Wow. You know, we really are impressed with the authority that God has given to the church to establish the kingdom of God on earth. And with that authority comes a tremendous responsibility. Where authority is, responsibility is great. And so that's the word that God has put on our hearts that we're moved to share.
The authority of the church, then,
yes.
In other words.
Yes.
Well, praise God. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you saved us, made us brand new, and you made us to be a part of your church, the body of Christ. Father, during our time with our friends in Christ here, Father, help us to grow an understanding of what you've called us to individually and collectively as the church to do, and help us to recognize, Lord, that your church is the most important institution and entity in the world. Help us to recognize that, help us to embrace that, and help us to walk that out, and help us to do it for your glory and the building of your kingdom. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guests today are Jared and Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
the music of Covenant Church with My Heart Cries. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guests today are our brother Jarrett and sister Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. And Sandy, one more time, if a listener wants to get a copy of your book by the same title, Here Comes Joy, tell them again how they can do that.
Thank you, Pastor Joseph. Certainly, you can go to Amazon and look up the book, Here Comes Joy. You can also go to herecomesjoy.com/book and purchase a copy. If you purchase it from herecomesjoy.com, I'll actually personally sign it for you and write a blessing in there.
Okay, so repeat that one more time so people can be sure and catch that.
Yes, herecomesjoy.com/book. But once you go to herecomesjoy.com, you'll see the book. And I'd be happy to send you a blessing.
Okay. All righty. Well, Jared, you were with us. We went to an event early this morning. You shared with a group of individuals on some pretty critically important topics to our culture and our world today. I want to invite you to just share on that and kind of expand on the topic that you were sharing on in that event.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Yes, so I came along in an era. I grew up in my faith during an era where keys were being given to unlocking destiny and unlocking the power of God's word in our lives through faith. Mm-hmm. The authority of the believer was a foundational key or concept early on in my Christian walk. But the Lord has been showing that, as important as that is, there's something even greater, and that's the authority of the church, mm-hmm. The church operating corporately in accordance with the will of God and the leading and commandments of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord is framing that in terms of Jesus's proclamation in Matthew 16, 18 and 19. And in 19 specifically, Jesus says to Peter and to his disciples that I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I think a lot of Christians think of that in terms of spiritual warfare, and it certainly applies in that context. But Jesus was really speaking about the authority that he was vesting in the church at that time. And binding and loosing are actual legal terms that refer to a court's ability to allow or disallow. In other words, a court's authority to make policy. Specifically, the Jewish court, what eventually became the Sanhedrin, Jesus is making a direct reference to the court that the Lord established in Deuteronomy 17, verses 8 through 13, where anytime there is a matter that arose that was too hard for the children of Israel in their everyday lives to come to an understanding, to make a judgment, to make a decision, they were told to go to the priest, Levites, who would then judge. To the priests, Levites, and among them a judge who would decide the matter. And as that court decided a matter, then that decision was backed or ratified by heaven. Because God said that judgment or ruling that comes from this priestly alignment becomes then that which the Lord respects and honors and enforces in the heavenlies. So Jesus, the greatest rabbi who ever lived, is deliberately referring to this court system in ancient Israel, but he's expanding it globally. He's saying, now I'm going to build my church upon these keys, that whatever the church, the ecclesia, binds on earth or forbids on earth will be forbidden in heaven. Whatsoever the ecclesia permits on earth will be permitted in heaven. So it's gone from what the Jewish court permitted or disallowed in Israel, God would enforce in Israel, to whatsoever the church permits or disallows on earth, God will enforce on the earth. So this is a global mandate, global authority to establish the kingdom of God through godly policymaking as our hearts are aligned with God. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. The church is given that level of authority to set policy, to shape culture, to shape society around the word of God with heaven's authority, heaven's enforcement. So that gives us a tremendous responsibility as the church to stay in the word, to stay before the Spirit, to stay under the anointing, to receive the word of God, to receive heavenly mandates, heavenly directives, to then release those into the earth realm or to forbid them in the earth realm. Understanding that as we do so in unity and in faith, then we have literally the forces of heaven, the power of heaven behind us to bring that to pass on earth. It's an incredible responsibility.
So again, you might call it kingdom legislation is something that the church is to carry out.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I want to just point out something, and I want you to tell me if I'm thinking correctly, though, but what comes to my mind in relation to that is just that, like, for example, and of course, and I'm speaking for myself here, though, but I recall it was actually the early 90s when the Lord placed upon my heart what I would call kind of a sort of a mantle of sorts to address the life issue. And so as a pastor, over a period of almost 30 years now, I've been, along with being pastoring congregations, I've dealt with that issue. And on a number of occasions in places where I've served, sometimes people would even go so far as to accuse me of saying, well, all he preaches about is abortion. Well, of course, that's not true at all.
Yeah, right,
but for some people, preaching about it once a year is too much. And yet, sadly, part of what I'm aware of is that part of what the Lord has put on my heart to do is to share God's heart on this issue.
Yes.
And it seems that there are many people that in the church, but they're not listening to God.
Right.
And therefore, they're much laid back about the fact that we live in a nation that murders babies and thinks it's okay. So that's what, am I on target with what you're saying there? That's what it sounds like to me.
Absolutely you are. Absolutely you are. And that's why we want to pose this in terms not of an opportunity, but a responsibility. So the authority that the church is given is not, a matter of convenience or, it's not a perk or a benefit. It's a holy responsibility, a holy obligation to legislate God's kingdom on earth. The Lord says in Amos that he will do nothing without speaking first to his prophets. Right? That's because even though the Lord owns the earth is his Lord's and the fullness thereof, he's given dominion of the earth to the children of men. So God, in the integrity of his own word, requires earthly alignment. He requires alignment in the heart of his children on earth in order to effectuate or bring to pass that which he mandates from heaven. So this is a responsibility. It's a fundamental breach of covenant. It's a dereliction of duty for us, as you say, too often to allow the broader culture to dictate what the church adopts and what the church lives by. And it's we're reaching a time of shaking. Because God's mercy endures, his patience is immense, but at the end, he's the God of truth, he is the God of justice, he is the God, he is the sovereign Lord, and things will be established on earth as it is in heaven. And those of us who are out of alignment with that, I need to ask my wife to speak to that. Because we've been picking up prophetically that we're entering into a time of shaking where the Lord is not going to continue to permit this lax,
being laid back about carrying out our responsibility as the church in the world.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And thank you for that, Jarrett. Excellent point. And I'd like to speak to that as well regarding what you shared, Pastor Joseph, that many people think that speaking about the pro-life issue once a year is too much. Mm-hmm. I recently read an article on Forbes magazine that suggested only 20% of people are achieving close to their true potential. Another article suggested that only 5 people say that they're really using their full potential. Mm-hmm. So if we take that and hold it up to the light of God's word, what does God say about that? Well, we know Matthew 25, he talks about the parable of the talents. Mm-hmm. And so, but if we look at that with a microscope, if only 20%, maybe let's say really it's probably closer to 10%, are operating in the full potential of who they were created to be. Yes. God instilled us with purpose. He instilled our DNA. We have gifts. We have callings. Many of us have a bloodline. We have things that we need to fulfill, things that we need to overcome. And so if such a small percent are operating in who God created them to be, what does that mean for those who are operating, right? So for people like you, Pastor Joseph and Bertie Parker, you have to work how many times as hard, right? Mm-hmm. Those who created American Family Radio, the Wildmans, how hard did they have to work? Because you have the other 90% of people not operating in their giftings. You see how disproportionate that is on this side. Mm-hmm. So for those that are complaining, I want to challenge our listeners that what is it that God's called you to do? Who did he create us to be? And it starts with finding our identity in Christ.
Yes.
Right? Pastor Bertie and Joseph, Isaac, you have gifts and callings. You are great at things that Jarrett and I are not. We're not all called to walk the same road. Mm-hmm. But every single part of the body is so significant.
Yes. Right.
So we really need to focus on, read the parable of the talents. Mm-hmm. Right? The one who used their 5 talents that they were dispensed, what mm-hmm. did God do? He doubled it. Mm-hmm. So that which we operate in, right, God gives us more. The one who hid their talents and did nothing, that would be the 90% who really aren't operating at the full potential mm-hmm. that God gave us and created us to. Mm-hmm. Right? What does that mean? We're here at American Family Radio today, standing out front, and Bertie looked across the street and said, that tiny little building is where we started. And now here we are in this beautiful, gorgeous, you know, big structure, and mm-hmm. that one's being used as storage. Mm-hmm. It speaks of us walking and operating in our greatest calling and gifts. What did God do? He multiplied it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Praise God.
I want to challenge our listeners
yes.
to think about that and pray on it.
Would each of you pray for listeners about the goal of seeking to fulfill all the call of God upon their lives?
Thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We call upon you today. Lord, our listeners have been dispensed with gifts, talents, callings. Many of us, Lord, you did not create us to be stagnant. You created us to fulfill a mighty purpose on this earth. Lord, you called us to fulfill kingdom. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. So, Lord, I pray that you would stir us to seek kingdom, that you would stir us, O Lord, to walk in that which you have created us to be. Lord, we pray that your anointing would come upon us. We pray that you'd give us vision and revelation and understanding. We pray that every area in our hearts that has died prematurely, that, Lord, that would be quickened today and brought back to life. We pray for resurrection power in our dreams and in our heart. And we pray for our listeners, oh Lord, that even by the end of this year, 2025, the Lord, we'd be headed in the right direction according to your word, Jesus. What you wrote for our life, according to Psalm 139, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, help us understand the awesome privilege we have to, in submission to you, be used, Father, to bring the kingdom of God into full manifestation on the earth through legislating kingdom, through insisting upon the rule of God on the earth, above politics, above culture, following the heart of God in all that we do. Give us courage, Lord, and boldness to stand against opposition, because we're promised opposition, but we're promised victory by he who is greater in us than he who is in the world if we remain faithful. Make us faithful, Father, we pray in Jesus' name.
And Father, to thank you and I praise you for the opportunity we as the church have of being able to be, again, your ambassadors in the world. And Lord, thank you for the fact that your Holy Spirit on the inside of us does the heavy lifting. Help us to learn to live a life of trust, a life of obedience, and a life of just simply saying, Lord, I'm available. Help us to know, Lord, that there are great things that you're ready to do any or every day as we simply look and remember that you are God. You're our Heavenly Father. You're the creator of the universe, and you're the King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you for being all that to us and so much more. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guests today are Jarrett and Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I think of Abraham, how one star he saw had been lit for me. He was a stranger in this land, and I am that no less.
The music of Rich Mullins with Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guests are Brother Jarrett and Sister Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. And Sandy, one more time, if someone's listening and they're wanting to get a copy of the book, Here Comes Joy, tell them again how they can do that.
Certainly. You can go to herecomesjoy.com and order the book. If you order it through Here Comes Joy, I'll sign it and write a blessing in there. If you'd like, you can also go to Amazon and purchase the book as well. Thank you, Pastor Joseph.
Okay. And of course, if people just want to be in touch with the ministry, they same website.
Absolutely. Yes. In fact, we have a phone number on there and we have a link where people can drop us a note, and we'd love them to join our email blast list as well.
Okay.
Yes. And also we have an events page on the website where we will jot down each place that we are scheduled to minister. So come to some of our meetings as well.
Amen. All right. And if someone's thinking they want to get in touch to get you all to come to their church, they can get that information there as well.
Most definitely, yes. And that's what the phone number is for, essentially.
Okay. All righty. Now, Jarrett, I'm going to ask if you'll kind of further expound on what you were just sharing. You were talking about the church legislating truth in our culture. And again, you so beautifully touched on this, that it's the church that should be shaping culture, not culture shaping the church. Would you kind of share more about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a tremendous responsibility that we have. The Lord will legislate on earth, but he will only do it through a united church. United church. Satan knows that, so Satan's chief weapon against that the power of the church is division. Mm-hmm. Satan sows division wherever he can. Mm-hmm. So we find the church, sadly, divided along political differences, along denominational differences, along racial differences. The list goes on and on and on. And we have a church then that has far more limited power, legislative power, than it would otherwise have. Why? Well, there's no division in God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit have eternally been one. And so if we are to move in under the anointing and move with power in the heavenly realms, we have to be one as well. Christ has one body. So to the extent that we're divided, then that's that has a dampening effect on the power of the church, right, for the Holy Spirit to flow and to do mighty, mighty things. So, you know, that's the malady. What's the remedy? Well, it is in following the gospel, the full gospel, which certainly is founded on salvation, but a deeper understanding of what that really is, I think, will help us in this hour. And so just reading from 2 Corinthians 2, we start in chapter 5, starting verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I think everybody who's a Christian probably is familiar with that scripture. But really, the depth goes in the next two verses 18 and 19. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, meaning that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Drawing closer to God is the key to overcoming the division in the church. That's the ministry of the gospel, is to God to bring man back into alignment with the heart of God. There's no division in God, no separation in God. When our hearts are in alignment with God, then that alignment then opens the door to a greater unity that is effectuated within the church, and then that opens a tremendous power for the anointing of God to flow for transformation in the earth. Paul carries that on in Ephesians chapter 2, this theme of reconciliation, saying that where once there were just the people of God represented in Israel, which was never racially defined, by the way, in the Bible, just, you know, something we can maybe talk about on a different episode. But the idea of race literally does not appear in the Bible as we know it, black, white, Asian, what have you. That's an unbiblical concept. God is always, there's always been one humanity, one blood, but God has always separated sheep from goats, believers from unbelievers. There was Israel, non-Israel. When Jesus came, he tore down that wall of division between Jew and Gentile, making all one in his body. So as we're reconciled to God, then he expands that and brings a reconciliation one to another. So drawing closer to God opens the door for us to draw closer to one another. And when we walk in unity as the church, the power of God flows, transformation. But you know, there's something that that oftentimes gets in the way of that. Matters of the heart is what Sandy and I are moved to preach on increasingly these days. And so, darling, can you address that?
Most definitely. The you know, in Matthew 18, Jesus is with the disciples, and the disciples ask him the question, "Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And, you know, you imagine Jesus is going to say, this person's great, that person's great. And really, he doesn't do that. In fact, he calls a little child unto himself. And, you know, he says, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, then you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. But verse 4 is the key here. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself, that's kingdom. We have a world system and we have a kingdom system. Right, the kingdom system teaches us to be humble, right? To be like Christ, to die to self, to be like a child. Right, the world system teaches us you need power, right? You need finances, you need wealth, you need to go after whatever it is, you know, that their endeavor is. But it results to nothing. And so Jesus is teaching kingdom so opposite to this world system. Because the disciples so easily could have become caught up in this mindset of culture that celebrates ambition, position, right, personal power. And it's just so important. And it really is a matter of the heart. That's why the Bible says, guard your heart, for it determines the course of your life. So for those listening, those who feel this message has stirred you, what Jarrett's sharing, this ministry of reconciliation has stirred you, and you're wondering, where am I headed? Perhaps the agendas, you know, that I've followed have not been fulfilling the call of God on my life. We'd like to encourage you to get to the heart of God, get into the presence of God, spend time with Him, get in, like Pastor Joseph teaches daily, get into this word and find out who you are in Christ and why you were put here on this earth. It's too important.
Yes.
It's too important not to follow exactly what the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us today.
Amen. Amen. In the last few minutes, would each of you pray for the church, pray for believers in the church that they would seek to be what you've been talking about?
Amen. Amen. Lord God, our Father, we thank you for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for Jesus and the beauty of holiness. Came into this world to offer himself an eternal sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. That we who were once afar off, lost and without hope, are made near to you by the blood of the Lamb. Reconciled to you, brought into right relationship with you, brought into your heart, brought into the eternal embrace. And having been reconciled to you, reconciled to one another, ending division, ending the strife that kills, reflecting the heart of God in whom there is no division or separation. Lord, we pray for a revelation of the ministry of reconciliation.
Yes, Lord.
To be joined and made one with you in heart, in mind, in spirit, in word, and in deed. Penetrating and going past all assumptions that we may have brought, leaving everything at the foot of the cross, finding our identity in you, and being sent forth into the world with power to build the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name.
Lord, your word says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, for there the Lord commends the blessing, life forevermore. We pray, Lord, that you'd open up our spiritual eyes to understand that unity is not uniformity. It's alignment under one King, and his name is Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
we pray for your insight. We pray for your understanding, Lord, to humble ourselves and work together across differences. Lord, we thank you that your grace flows freely, producing joy and fruit that lasts.
Yes.
So, Lord, we lift up this segment to you and our listeners, and we ask for divine alignment in our heart. And we give you permission, God, that any area our heart has been misaligned and that has followed culture or the world or anything else that is not of you, we give you permission, Lord, to shine your gentle, gentle flashlight there. Give us understanding, Lord, and bring us back into a divine alignment that we might fulfill the call of God on our life. We love you, Lord, and we bless our listeners today with direction, with instruction. We bless them, Lord, to fully understand their identity in Christ. In your mighty name, King Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Share your website one more time, please.
Certainly. The website is herecomesjoy.com. Herecomesjoy.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, Jarrett and Sandy, for being with us today. Our time is about gone here, though, but thank you for coming. And we look forward to having you again tomorrow to further expound on what we've been talking about today as well. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, as we normally do before we end the broadcast. If you're listening today and you know you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, or you're not sure about your faith or where you stand with the Lord, if you'd like to make the step of asking Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Lord and Savior and saving you today, would you from your heart just pray this prayer with us now and give your life to him today? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to seek you in prayer every day. Help me to live a life of obedience to you and your word every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. I want to remind you, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. We definitely want to be in touch. Please, again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.